Michael Irvin removed from NFL Network Super Bowl coverage after woman's complaint. By Warner Todd Houston on February 8, 2023. ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown commentator Michael Irvin has revealed a strange incident with an unknown woman that he says got him removed from his hotel in Phoenix on Sunday and canceled from participating in the network's Super Bowl coverage. The network has already announced that Irvin will not be part of its Super Bowl broadcasts. Irvin revealed his strange tale during an appearance on the Sean and RJ show on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas on Wednesday, according to the New York Post. Irvin claimed that he had a short, 45-second conversation with a woman he did not know, then went to his room. And soon enough, the hotel workers said he would have to move to another hotel. He added that he does not remember the conversation and has no idea what he supposedly said to the woman. But the hotel workers said they showed him a video of the conversation, so he knows it did occur. Irvin said he was returning from dinner and drinks with ex-Cowboys player Michael Brooks when he arrived at his hotel. But then it all went sideways. There is a lot going on. I don't know if you guys heard or not. Sunday night, this is tripping me out. I don't remember it, but I guess when I came in, they asked what I did, and I said, I just went straight to the room. The former NFL player told the radio hosts. But I guess I had met somebody in the lobby. Talked to somebody in the lobby for about a minute, and then I went to my room. And then, after I got up there and got to work, they said tomorrow they had to move me in the hotel. I said, move me in the hotel for what? Irvin continued, so, they moved my hotel, and I said, what's going on, guys? What's happening? Why are we moving hotels? They said, well, last night you walked in, you talked to somebody. I said, I didn't talk to anybody. I went straight to the room. And then they showed it on camera that I did talk to somebody. I talked to this girl for about a minute. I don't know what, they didn't show it to me. They told it to me. I didn't see it. But that's why they moved me, because I guess the girl said I said something to her within that minute that we talked, and so they moved me. Then he added that he was now hiding and was unsure what he was doing for the rest of the week. That's exactly what's happening and why I'm kind of hiding to wait and see how everything comes down, you know, in this world here, Irvin added. It was a minute meeting somewhere in the lobby. I don't even remember it really because I had a few drinks, to tell you the truth. But that's what they said. Irvin also told the Dallas Morning News that there was nothing of a sexual nature involved in this incident. But he is still in the dark about what it is all about. Honestly, I'm a bit baffled with it all, Irvin insisted. This all happened in a 45-second conversation in the lobby. When I got back after going out, I came into the lobby, and I talked to somebody. I talked to this girl. I don't know her, and I talked to her for about 45 seconds. We shook hands. Then, I left, that's all I know. Irvin fell under an investigation in March of 2017 when a woman accused him of sexual battery in Florida. It was not the first time Irvin was accused of sexual misdeeds. He settled a lawsuit in which he was accused him of sexual assault in 2011. In addition, in 1997, he and Cowboys teammate Eric Williams were accused of sexually assaulting a cheerleader in 1996. Though, the accuser eventually recanted and pled guilty to perjury. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.